I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 11th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Prime Minister calls Petrojam a fiscal risk, moves to protect Jamaica. Calling Petrojam a fiscal risk, Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness states he's focusing on protecting the country's growth plans from any detrimental impacts of the state-owned oil refinery. The viability of Petrojam is in danger due to delayed upgrades and impending loss of the Jamaican Public Service Company, JPS. JPS will switch to liquefied natural gas from heavy fuel oil in its power plant operations. JPS is Petrojam's biggest customer. Previously, Jamaica's government announced its intent to pass a law to retake the 49% share of Petrojam, currently owned by Venezuela, following efforts to assure its share. Holness said the government is committed to managing the situation in ways that will be in the interests of the Jamaican people. Public to pay $80 million for ministry renovation cost overruns. The Jamaican public will have to pay an additional $30 million for renovations of the Hagley Park Road offices of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development in St. Andrew. The higher costs were attributed to poor planning and the lack of adequate due diligence. Instead of a price of $50.66 billion to be paid under the contract, the total will be $80.66 billion, according to the Auditor General's department. The department revealed the overrun in its annual report for 2018, 15 months after a letter of agreement was signed for the property. One of the changes resulting in the higher costs were related to electrical work required to rectify higher electrical demand. This week's Caribbean news. Disorder in American Mediterranean as pirates return to Caribbean. Fishermen in Trinidad face daily danger in the increasingly violent waters between Trinidad and Venezuela, the two countries closest to the United States. According to Jeremy McDermott, the co-director of Insight Crime, a non-profit that studies organized crime in Latin America and the Caribbean, the situation is one of criminal chaos along the coast of Venezuela. Trinidadian fishermen are being attacked by Venezuelan pirates and subject to crimes ranging from mugging to kidnapping and brutal violence. Since 2015, fishermen on the coast have faced major problems in trying to make a living, and many have resorted to piracy and kidnapping. The government of Trinidad fears damaging its relationships with Venezuela and therefore does not enforce the law along its own coasts. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Demand from public prompts Bible translators to provide Patois text. Wycliffe Caribbean Bible Translators has decided to provide the entire text of the Bible in Jamaican Patois in response to demand from the public. According to John Rooms, the CEO of Wycliffe, the company's latest decision arose from readers' demands for the entire text of the Bible to be translated. The decision follows the firm's effort a decade ago to translate the New Testament into Patois. The first 39 books of the Bible, known as the Old Testament, will also now be translated, and the Patois Bible is scheduled for completion in 2026. This week's business news. Jamaican realtors see increase in short-term rentals. Realtors in Jamaica are saying they expect to see an increase in demand for first-time home buyers in 2019, in part because of the potential of short-term rentals. They also suggest that individuals who rent homes are seeing harder times as property owners are using Airbnb to list their properties. Airbnb is an online community marketplace that links those looking to rent out their homes with those who want accommodations. According to Howard Johnson Jr., the past president of the Realtors Association of Jamaica, He supports short-term rentals, but they have a negative impact on the local market. Short-term rentals are more attractive than local long-term rentals, as earnings can be generated by a more stable currency like the US dollar. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Female dancehall artists call for sisterhood in 2019. Female dancehall and reggae entertainers believe 2019 is a time to recognize the importance of banding together by sharing the spotlight on stage and publicly showing their support for one another. According to Renee Reed, whose stage name is Ari, such change is possible, but it is thwarted to a degree by the continual competition for the number one spot. There is space for everyone, she believes, and says that she personally doesn't feel that there are enough female voices in the arts. She believes the music industry has changed and now offers the possibility for all artists to show respect for each other rather than fight. Now for this week's sports news. Weir supports former racist track club teammate Blake. Following reports that Johan Blake will no longer be trained by Glenn Mills, veteran coach at Racers Track Club, Warren Weir has stated his support for his former club teammate. Mills has talked about differences between Blake and himself, saying that while Blake will remain at Racers, he will be coached by Patrick Dawson from now on. Blake is the 2011 100-meter world champion. Weir posted a photograph on Instagram along with a caption saying that Blake will always have his support. Forever by my brother's side and forever my brother's keeper. A closed chapter means a new beginning, Weir wrote. Weir left Racers in 2018 and migrated to Florida, where he currently trains. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.